and the quilts of the Underground Railroad, kind of talks about how everything started. So it's the Monkey Wrench. This is a sampler quilt. And so the Monkey Wrench is the first one. That was the blacksmith. The blacksmith was the only slave who could travel between plantations without being questioned. And he could tap out messages on his anvil and make sure that people knew an escape was going to be planned. And then you have the wagon wheel. A lot of people escaped in a wagon in a hidden compartment. And then there's the carpenter's wheel, and that is Jesus always went with them. The bear paw, that meant basically you escaped in the spring. The paths were muddy, you followed the bear prints because the bears knew where fresh water and berries were. The basket was provisions and the crossroads. The log cabin meant if you were in the north, you could dig in, you could make your own log cabin, or you could find a safe house with a black center. That's followed by the shoe fly. The shoe fly represented the man or woman who would help you on the trail. You could go to a person who was putting a shoe fly quilt out because you knew he was safe. Bow ties signified in the north that only free black men and white men could wear bow ties. So you would change your clothing so that you fit in with the community. The birds in the air, which is this one, and the geese, it meant basically you were following the flight of the geese north. So if you kept following them, you knew that you were eventually going to wind up in Ohio, Canada. Drunkard's Path is also an Egyptian symbol, and it started off, it went to Greece, it went to Rome, and they used it in their mosaics. It was called Solomon's Puzzle. But it said that you just followed a zigzag line, you did not go in a straight line, because if men were following you with dogs, if you could cross backwards and forwards across your tail and across a creek, then you could actually evade capture. Sailboat, obviously, you look for black sailors, black captains who would help you across the Great Lakes. The North Star is just like the geese. The North Star, you look in the sky for the North Star to follow it, or you follow the geese during the day because they flew north. So that's the whole story of the Underground Railroad.